Okay, so this is the first time I've been to the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club. I originally started at the North Seattle Boys and Girls Club, and the moods of the two are completely different. And I actually found out today that the North Seattle Boys and Girls Club isn't having construction done. It just got closed down because it's too dangerous. Just an interesting side note. Anyway, so today at the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club, it was a lot more laid back and a lot more fun. I had a blast with all the kids. I didn't feel like I was so much going there to help them as just like hang out with them, which was a lot less stressful and a lot less anxious. I had a lot of fun. I met a bunch of new kids. It was interesting because it was completely different in the sense that there was no line between those who were well off and those who lived in poverty. I also enjoyed the fact that there wasn't just special ed students. It's hard going into a setting when you're expecting just one group of kids. So at least today I didn't really know what to expect and just had fun, not really trying to overanalyze anything. Met a bunch of cool kids. They seemed to really like it there and feel comfortable playing stuff and hanging out with new people. So it was fun. How does it intersect with the first blog? I'd have to say it's completely different. I actually really like the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club better. Maybe just there's more kids to play with, or I don't really know. It was a different atmosphere and a lot more comfortable of a setting for me. I met a lot of new people, and I think it will still help accomplish my original goals, but it's going to be kind of hard to think of something that I would want to change. I don't know. Maybe just more funding so they could have more toys. I don't know. Anyways, I'm excited to go back. I had a lot of fun, met some cool kids, young and old. I'm not really anxious anymore. I felt like I could fit right in. Could hang out with anyone, had fun, play dominoes and cards and air hockey and ping pong and everything. And I'm really not frustrated. It was a lot of fun. So we'll see where it goes, and we'll see if I can think of any social issues. There was something that I kind of want to mention. I don't know if Jillian, Seth, or Inza, if you've noticed this, but there's a lot of kids that speak a different language that's not English, and they kind of tend to flock with the other little kids that speak either their Asian language or there was a couple Russian-speaking children, and so that was different for me. Everyone in North Seattle just only spoke English, so maybe that's something that we can go off of. I also liked that there was a nicer facility and better things for the kids to do. They went to the zoo, etc. So, yep, that's about it.